to something a bit bigger now, the bee. Who doesn't like to think of the humble honeybee buzzing around, helpfully pollinating crops and wild plants? Concerns over declines in honeybee populations have resulted in substantial media coverage and a push to up their numbers. But some scientists think that this focus on honeybees could be causing problems for other pollinators. With us is Cambridge University's Jonas Geldman, who's written an article about this. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, a lot of us think of honeybees as being these cute little insects buzzing around. What's the problem with bolstering their populations?
So honeybees are effectively an agricultural species. We generally have them to produce honey and we have them to pollinate our crops. But when the amount of nectar and pollen from our crops doesn't match the number of honeybees, they will go and forage in natural habitats, in nature all around us. And that can create competition with other pollinator species.
So what kind of other pollinators are we talking about?
Primarily bees, but it's also butterflies, it's hoverflies that helps the natural habitats with the pollination services.
And do we have an idea of how much responsibility these wild pollinators bear in terms of the services they provide?
There's two aspects to that. So in terms of the actual agriculture where we depend on our honeybees, there are studies that actually show that as much as 50% of the pollination services could potentially be delivered by our wild pollinators. So they could play a major role there. Outside of our crops, they could potentially be responsible for all of the pollination.
Okay, so managed honeybees are affecting the resources that are available to these other wild pollinators. Is there anything else that we should be concerned about?
Honeybees also carry a lot of diseases that they can transmit to wild pollinators, simply because they share the same flowers. It's almost the same as if you have a candy ball on a table. That's sort of the equivalent of the flower. And if one person who's sick eats a bit of candy out of that, the next person who's going to take some candy is likely to have a higher risk of being sick as well.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I think it's important to say that while this potentially is a problem in some of our sort of very resource-poor habitats where most of our threatened pollinators are, the biggest problems to pollinators, both the managed honeybee and the wild pollinators, is still intensive agriculture, it's pesticides, it's this simplification of the landscape that leaves less and less wildflowers around for both the honeybees and the wild pollinators to forage on. But when that's the case, there will be areas where the wild pollinators will likely be additionally threatened by the fact that there are honeybees.
What can we do to address this balance?
In the areas where we really set aside land for nature and for biodiversity, we probably shouldn't have honeybees. And this probably includes a buffer. Honeybees can forage as much as 10 kilometers away from their hives, generally less, but they can move that far away. So it will likely require a buffer. In the areas where that's not the case, I think there's a need to sort of assess what the actual need is for honeybees. So right now, because there's a fairly large disconnect between the farmers who need pollination services and the predominantly sort of hobby type of honeybee keepers, there's no coordination between what actually is the needs for pollinating services from the honeybees and for the number of honeybees. And this is obviously both in space, but also in time. Many of these agricultural crops are in bloom for a very short period of the year.
So a more strategic matching of the number of managed honeybees compared to the wild pollinators.
What is the sort of comparison when one considers the impact of people keeping a few bees, few million bees, compared with farmers with intensive agricultural methods, pesticides, other kinds of chemicals that are going on those fields? Is it not just kind of David and Goliath?
It's another complicated question. So in much of Western Europe, the United Kingdom including, biodiversity is in a massive crisis. We're seeing declines of insects way beyond the pollinators. And this is likely largely because of an intensive agriculture that both takes up a huge amount of area where there's growing nothing but one single type of crop. They're cleaning out the areas around the fields and they're using pesticides that kills almost anything that's on the field and is likely to have an impact outside of the field. So this is obviously sort of across almost any organism the biggest problem for nature. But honeybees are an exceptionally effective pollinator and collector of nectar. So in areas where there are absolutely no agriculture, but where there are very pristine nature, very valuable nature, and people are putting these honeybee hives in, they are having an impact on the native wild pollinators. And they're having it for no good reason. So I think it is a place that is still worth sort of exploring, even though it's by no means the biggest challenge to nature in the UK or anywhere else in the world, really.
Jonas Gelman, thank you very much. And the piece he wrote has just come out in the journal Science.